So tonight I'm going to go see Jesus Christ Superstar at the Bushnell Meet.
Okay.
Now, when I was a young, young girl,
yep.
My mother took me to see Jesus Christ Superstar in a field.
Okay.
And I don't really remember what state it was in. It could have been New York. I think it was probably New York because I was so young. And we went to go see Jesus Christ Superstar outside in a field. And when I tell Vic, my significant other, about that story all the time, he's like, I think your mother was a part of a cult. Yeah. He always says that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
She got dirt. And she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
And somehow I don't doubt that. I don't.
That's
so what's going on there, Meech?
So, I was wondering why, like, I didn't see any pictures of Beyonce up, you know, from the Kobe Bryant Memorial yesterday.
Yeah, so a few folks in here that do digital for us were, like, looking. They were scouring.
Couldn't find them.
For a picture and couldn't find it.
And
right,
now I found out that Beyonce banned all the photographers for taking pictures of her during the performance.
Which I think is strange.
Yeah.
That's strange.
So organizers of the live stream, they prohibited all photographers of taking photos of Beyonce and Kobe Bryant's children.
Okay.
You know, obviously.
I can understand the kids.
Right.
But if she's up there performing.
Right.
Like, that's strange.
I guess one of the insiders at the Staples Center, they said it's so offensive to Kobe Bryant's family and fans. Beyonce is so controlling of her image. She uses only, you know, she's only allowed to approve selective images. We've dealt with this in the past before. And they said it's a headache.
Yeah. So after the Super Bowl, too, remember when she performed at the Super Bowl a couple years ago, she also had her folks go into a bunch of websites, like give them a call and say, take those photos down.
Yeah.
They're not complimentary for Beyonce.
Yep.
But I mean, when you're up on stage, you're going to be making faces and, like, you know, moving around a certain way. So sometimes things aren't going to look 100% like how you want them to.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it looks like you were doing a live performance.
Yeah. And the photographers, I guess, couldn't believe it. Like, they were in shock. They were like, what? We can't take pictures.
Yeah, and we're at a memorial.
Right.
Like, it shouldn't be. And that, what really sucks about that situation is that story came out last night where we could have been talking about something else, like, really good about Kobe or something else somebody said at the memorial.
Right.
That story came out last night.
I mean, it's Beyonce.
Yeah. All right, so Kobe Bryant wrote about the Lakers in his eighth grade yearbook. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So he actually signed a friend's eighth grade yearbook, from the Bala Sinwood Middle School in Pennsylvania that he was attending. He was also there on the boys' basketball team. And he wrote, in a few years, you will probably be dunking on me. Not, how about those Lakers? Your friend Kobe Bryant, number 24.
Wow.
He wrote that in eighth grade. I got chills.
Wow. Okay. That's crazy.
So does that mean, like, when he got to the Lakers, he got to pick his own number, obviously, right? So he actually thought or knew he was going to be on the Lakers and he was going to be number 24.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Manifestation.
So now this kid, or he's a guy now, he's selling the yearbook, okay?
Wow.
So, yeah, he just put it up for auction. We have all of the info for you at 937.com. It's only at like $4,400 so far.
Wow.
For the auction.
Low. Yeah, it's kind of
That's
low.
Really low, especially for this. For him to say he was going to be on the Lakers back in eighth grade
and say
he was going to be number 24?
Right.
All right, so Tekashi 6ix9ine, you know, he took the stand last December as the government's star witness in that case against the 9 Trey Gangsta Bloods.
Yep.
And, of course, Nuke Mac was on trial and Anthony Harv Ellison, who both, you know, were accused of kidnapping Tekashi 6ix9ine at one point and also having gang activity, right?
Yep.
So as a direct result of his testimony, Nuke Mac was convicted of racketeering, conspiracy, and conspiracy to distribute heroin and fentanyl. He got 17 years in prison yesterday. We got the full story for you, hot937.com. Hot 3 at 3 countdowns on the way. Today we got your tickets for Nas.
For that extra dose of